The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Information.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we're going to get right back into your calls. But to bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in, the story of note tonight that we that Mark, you actually brought into the table is of a 12-year-old male in Cleveland who was shot to death by the police after someone called the police on him for ostensibly having a gun in a public park, allegedly pointing the gun at people. Gun turned out to be an airsoft pistol or rifle. I guess it was pistol. A pistol because it was in his...
It looked like a 1911.
It was apparently in his waistband. They sell these guns with the orange caps on the front of the gun, but he has somebody allegedly removed the cap from this gun.
Not that it mattered since it was in his waistband.
Right. And the story from the police, and it seems to be corroborated by a fairly crappy surveillance camera video, is that this young male was in the park, the police rolled up, and they yelled something at him, right?
Well, the claim was is that they told him to put his hands in the air or something like that, but like three times before they shot, there's no way.
I don't believe that. Just based on the amount of time that transpires between the police rolling up in the cruiser, hopping out, and this guy falls to the ground as soon as the doors... The guy in the driver's side doesn't even have his door open before this kid's on the ground. And the video is not great quality. We did post it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can access all of those by going to news.freetalklive.com to get to your favorite social media page where we're at. And you can judge for yourself, you know, if he's going for the gun, as the police claim, the claim that he, you know, went for the gun in his waistband and that's when they shot him, if that's what actually happened, then it's hard to really say that the police were unjustified in shooting him because, well, you know, if somebody's going for a gun in their waistband, it's not an unreasonable presumption to think that they're going for the gun to shoot you with.
Right. Maybe they're not going to reach down, get the gun, and drop it on the ground.
So we've had this discussion going on, you know, did the police do this the right way? I think they could have approached it more cautiously rather than the sort of rolling right up 5 feet away from the kid as in a very fast, kind of intimidating manner. Maybe they could have taken it a little slower,
and with everything,
the PA system.
And right now, with Ferguson having gone on, just about everything's colored by race.
And he was a black young male, and the cops were white. So that also led to a discussion about this white privilege. So that's where we've been so far tonight. You can also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Let's go to Bruce. He is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, buddy, how's it going tonight?
Hey, man. You're on the air. Going great. Go ahead.
I kind of want to hit on all the points, but I have a little bit of a story kind of to go along with it. My brother-in-law, first thing I'm going to tell you about is my brother-in-law. He's a concrete man. He finishes concrete, and he's white. But he has to go through the same thing every time he fills out a job application. Did I not get the job because I'm not black? And the reason being behind that is in the industry that he is in, concrete finishing, it's a predominantly black industry.
Interesting.
So the door swings both ways.
Yeah. Well, there's also situations with government contracts where minority businesses...
Where they have to have people.
Yep. Minority businesses get preference, and it's easier, that kind of thing. So, I mean,
That's not the same as what was being described, though. I mean, it's an aspect of it.
I kind of understand that, but it's in the same aspect. I mean, where I grew up, I have to go through the same thing every day because I'm in a black community, and I am the white guy in the black community. But basically, what the white people in my community feel is kind of the same type of pressures and stuff that the people in a more white community that are of any kind of descent, whether it be black, Mexican, or whatever, I'm sure they feel the same pressures. But it really has to depend on geographically and stuff like that. Because, like I said, where I'm at, I mean, it doesn't happen to me. I have my own business, so I get screwed by everybody. But
right.
My wife, same type of thing. She's had many jobs where they told her, we can't give you the job right now because we have to hire more black people. Have actually come out and told her that.
Yeah, but okay. So I understand what you're saying when it comes to hiring quotas, maybe that are mandated by governments. That's one thing that you have to deal with. But the last caller that we had prior to you in the last hour, she expressed that it's a daily thing where she's getting up in the morning and she thinks about these things. You know, am I being discriminated against? Whether it's in a line at the store.
But it's only paranoia when you're wrong.
But wait a minute. But what she's basing that on is that when she was growing up, there were experiences she had that made it pretty clear that she was being discriminated against.
She probably has experiences every day, every year that are like that.
Yeah, I would think so.
Sure.
So I guess that's my question for you. Are you saying that you feel as though, if you're living in this black neighborhood or this black town or whatever, and you're one of the only few white people there, is it just because you're different is why you're feeling that way, or because you actually have specific instances where you know you've been discriminated against, not because of some government rule, but simply because somebody has a bias against you because you're white?
Both, truthfully, both.
Give me one example.
One example, I got arrested just not too long ago. I'm a contractor, and I had some of my items stolen from my home. Matter of fact, it was all over the news where we live because I'm a contractor, and the people that stole it from me was actually one of the painters that I had working for me. Mm-hmm. And I found out him and his girlfriend were homeless, and I let him come stay with me. Mm-hmm. First mistake right there, letting a homeless person stay with me. That'll never happen again. I might help them do whatever I can from whatever, but they're never going to come in my home again because they stole $40,000 worth of equipment from me.
Jeez.
Now, I seen some of my equipment in a neighboring town, which is another one of the instances, like I'm saying, predominantly black community. I call the police. The police come out and talk to these individuals. Now, I'm a white guy. The police are black, and the individuals with my stuff are black. The police talk to those individuals. The individuals blatantly lied while I was on the phone trying to get in touch with the other police precinct from the other town to get the report number and all of the stuff so this officer could have something to go by. While I'm on the phone waiting, I see this officer start shaking that man's hand that has my stolen items.
Ruh-roh.
And I say, please, sir, and I'm not going to cuss because we're on the radio, but please,
thank
sir,
you.
Don't let him steal my S again. Please, sir, do your job. Don't let him steal my S again. That's how I feed my family.
Wait a second. So this is the guy with the stuff is not the guy who stole it. It's somebody who has it, right?
I have no clue.
Well, you would know who stole it because you said you let them stay with you.
The gentleman that was with this guy that stole the stuff from my house, I never had met him.
I see.
They caught them both together in the end.
Okay.
But this gentleman that had my stuff from the other person that physically stole it, a partner of his, a buddy of his, and I didn't know that at the time, no. But what I did feel and see at the time was a black police officer listening to what the black man said, ignoring what I said, and when I said, please don't let him steal my S again, please do your job, don't let him steal my S again, that's how I feed my family. The officer turned around and arrested me for disorderly conduct.
Wow.
And I called the police to get my stolen stuff back. So, yes, I do. I have had instances where it's real and it has happened.
Interesting.
But with that, that's enough of that subject. The next one was the kid being shot.
Yeah.
All right. In Virginia Beach, close to where I live, is maybe 45-minute drive. When I was like 19 or 20, I'm 36 now. When I was like 19 or 20, I remember they threw a really big deal because there was a guy in a Rite Aid grocery or Rite Aid pharmacy that was in there acting weird. The police came because it was just a suspicious person, suspicious activities. The police came. They tried to get the man to listen to him. He was being, belligerent and not listening to him. They threw down on him with a gun, told him that he needed to get on the ground and listen to him because they didn't know what he was going to do. The man went to go reach real fast in his pocket. When he went to reach in his pocket, he grabbed something in his pocket, and on the way of pulling it out, the police officers there shot him and killed him.
Yep.
What he pulled out of his pocket, and this is no lie, was a banana.
Thanks for the call tonight, Bruce. Appreciate the story. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So Bruce is saying the door swings both ways on this privilege thing.
I think it's true.
It's Free Talk Live.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. You can dial in and bring up anything that's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, whether it be police shootings, white privilege. These are some of the topics we've discussed here tonight, but not all of them. You can also take control of the airwaves here. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And we've got some websites we recommend.
Yeah, AndyWar.com is one of them. This is a really unusual website because there aren't that many websites that take a look at the news and the news from around the world from the standpoint of a foreign policy that's non-interventionist. Now, that's for every country, but since the United States is doing a lot of intervening, it tends to be the United States that they're writing the stories about. And they have an incredible amount of readers, and they used to have an incredible amount of donors until the FBI decided to start poking around and sort of letting their donors know, hey, we're keeping an eye on you since you're a donor to AndyWar.com. Kind of scared them all away. So AndyWar.com, go check it out. Read some stories. See what they have to say. If you like it, you should consider donating. If you are a longtime reader of AndyWar.com, consider that that news source that has all those readers, they're only kept afloat by donations. It's antiwar.com/donate. And yes, if you're worried about the FBI looking in, you can use Bitcoin. Use the anonymous internet currency, Bitcoin, to donate. They love it there. Antiwar.com/donate. Because war is the health of the state.
All right, let's go right into your phone calls and thoughts. Judy is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Judy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
A couple quick comments, and now I don't even know where to start. I guess I'm an older person, older than you guys, and it's so sad to see things coming back around to this whole racial crap. Like, a little bit earlier you said that the door swings both ways. Well, it can swing many ways. Like, what about fat people? Fat people wake up in the morning fat, and they think, oh, I didn't get that job because I'm fat, you know? So it's all, like, inside is where things are coming from. And they said it's so sad to see the whole racial thing coming back. We said,
well, wait. When you say inside is where it's coming from, it's coming from inside because you've had experiences coming from outside, right? Like people have discriminated against someone because they're fat or because they're black or white.
How does one really know that that's...
You don't always know.
You don't always know, but you've been... Sometimes you can...
But if you ask a guy out on a date and he says, no, thank you, you're fat, then you know that at the very least, in that one way, you've been discriminated against.
Well, for that, or maybe he didn't like my color of hair.
No, he could say, no, thanks, you're fat. And then you know that you could assume that he's either telling the truth or lying.
Well, in that case, yes. But what I'm saying is that in speaking about, you know, if you wake up in the morning and thinking about, you know, is this why this didn't happen or whatever, you can also take it to other things, like a woman being bald, maybe went through cancer and has no hair. You know,
sure.
Oh, you know, I'm so self-conscious. And you walk around with this kind of like veil over and it's coming from inside. If you can just...
Well, I agree. It would be...
the outside.
I think that you're right. Obviously, you're continuing it because it's coming from inside. Yeah, I'm not trying to justify it. I think that it's obviously you should let go of whatever burdens that you're imposing upon yourself. But then again, it's easy for me to say that because I'm not, you know, I've got the white privilege, I guess.
Well, is it privilege or is it just other people feeling bad because they're feeling bad? Stop feeling negative. Stop having negative thoughts. Be realistic.
Well,
it is coming from within for I.
Well, hold on. So I agree with you that you have far more control over you than you have over anything else in the world.
Other people, you're exactly right.
And that's where the empowerment is. But I don't want to disempower somebody by not talking about what the truth is. And the truth is that people tend to get along with people that are like them. It's people with the same mannerisms, the same customs, the same dressing habits. Just ask anybody who's visited a foreign country for a long period of time, not just visited, I should say, who's lived in a foreign country. You know, there's just sort of differences. It's difficult to kind of get in there and say, date or, get a job. job, those kind of things, because you're competing against people that have, that they've been raised in an environment that they just understand these other folks. And like,
so on
like,
that level,
like.
I will agree with you, yes. I will
Judy, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll free number is 855-453. Let's get Aaron on the line. He's in Madison, Indiana. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the police shooting thing.
Sure.
First off, I want to talk about the gun that the kid was carrying. I mean, I've seen it in a couple of different publications like DBC. I've been around firearms my whole life. I own several. And looking at that gun, if somebody were to try to pull that on me, or if I were to see that and somebody pointing that at somebody, it's, you know, it'd be very hard to distinguish otherwise that it wasn't a real weapon.
Yeah, that's, if you were going to say anything different than that, I was going to call you out. That thing looks... I mean, it looks kind of like a 1911, not perfectly, but I mean, it's close enough to a gun that it's a gun.
Right. Right. Well, like, then I want to talk about the dispatch. The police released the dispatch, and the woman who had called, I'm not sure if it was a man or a woman, but the person that had called in the initial 911 call had told the operator that, you know, it's probably a gun, it's just a kid with a gun. But if you listen to the 911 operator actually dispatch the officers, all they say is that it's a call for a gun. Somebody's waving a gun around the, they don't distinguish, you know, it could be a toy gun. I want to defend the officers a little bit because I am a criminology major, and we do talk about, you know, we have talked a lot about this, and we know as a police officer, you know, when you're in that position and you do roll up on somebody who could have a gun, and it's you and your partner, you know, your partner's life is kind of in your hands. It's just like being on a battlefield. You're responsible for your partner. And that split second of hesitation of, oh, is that, you know, really a gun? Is that a real gun? Could get you killed. It could get your partner killed. And police training, we talk a lot about police training, and I've done a lot of research about police training. The majority of departments train their police officers to shoot center mass right in the chest.
Yep. Sure, that makes sense if you want to take somebody down. I'd like to talk about this partner thing, because I think this is really important, because this is truly what police officers, it's like a battlefield mentality. You're there protecting your buddy. And this is, it's the God's honest truth. And I think that this is the way the man, or the power structure, or whatever it is, uses feet on the ground, regular police officers who got the job because they wanted a good job and they want to be able to protect people, they use them to sort of perpetuate the violence inherent in the system. Because your buddy, your fellow officer, took a job where it is their job to take a bullet for me and for a civilian. You are the tip of the, you know, you're supposed to be the shield between me and violence. And when, you know, in that circumstance, I think, you know, first off, I question these officers pulling up on this person the way they did, their tactics.
Yeah, that definitely could have been done differently. I totally agree with you there.
But when you pull a gun and you shoot somebody because you thought your buddy was going to be in danger, it makes you look good, but it really doesn't look good. It's, I mean, that person was hired to protect me too.
No, actually, they don't have any obligation to protect you, but that's a whole other story. Aaron, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I agree with Aaron's assessment that they approached it in the wrong manner. Whether that means that they should be held responsible for this death, I don't know. And I'm the first person to jump down the police's throat for misbehaving.
You sure are.
And in this case, I feel like, you know, this one might have been justified. Although, again, I think that they should have been more cautious in their approach, and then maybe everybody would have gotten to go home. 855, 453, more coming up.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to bring up anything you'd like. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I don't care what color you are. You're going to need to deal with the government and filling out government paperwork. And there are lots of different pieces of paper that you're going to have, whether it's a patent, a will, a trademark, a living trust, LLC, divorce paperwork, immigration, bankruptcy. The list goes on and on. And really, it does. I'm holding in my hand a list of what has to be 24 different forms of paperwork that LegalZoom.com will help you fill out. Now, they're not attorneys, but they were started by an attorney. And they ask you questions and fill out common legal documents. Millions of people have trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents, and you can too. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com. It helps us out and it helps you out. If you're running around without a will, you're just letting the state decide where your property goes. And it's not going to be the way you decided. It's LegalZoom.com. Coupon code FTL. I filled out my will there, and it was fast and easy. LegalZoom.com.
Police shootings, white privilege, whatever you want to discuss, you dial in toll-free, 855-453. Moses is on with us in Tallahassee, listening to WVFT. Hey, Moses.
Hi. Good evening.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, I wanted to change the topic, but this might be my chance to chime in on the current issues.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I haven't watched television since 2008. Just listen to talk radio, and periodically I go to the library and get on the internet. But I heard one of the panel mention that Officer Darren Wilson, I think that's his name, is about the same height and the same weight that
Michael Brown
is.
Yeah, that was something I read on the internet, that he was like 10 pounds lighter.
10 pounds lighter. I mean, even though the guy struggled and they had this ensue in the car and he got shot, and he reached for the police gun, which is seems to be insane, but still when he ran away, he was unarmed. And like you said, both of them being comparatively the same height and weight. I don't know why the police claim to be so cowardly, a coward and claiming that this man is Hulk, you know, when they, you know. I mean, what other type of training do police officers have besides, you know, the gun? I mean, going to the gun range.
Well, they have training on hand-to-hand, I mean, some level of combat, close-quarter combat.
They also have training on when to use a weapon, and I really question many shootings that go on in cities. When you're talking about the situation, Michael Brown was walking down a residential street. People lived in houses along the side of this. When you start pulling out a gun and shooting six times on a street, the bullets that don't, even the bullets that do go into people, they come out the other side, and they go places, and this is a really dangerous aspect to, you know, the it's the other side that's never talked about when it's talked about officer safety.
Okay. Again, did he have any other type of deterrent, like a taser or some, you know?
The story that I had heard, and I only heard it because I was listening to Peace or Cop Block Radio this week with Derek J. Freeman. They were actually reading the interview. So when the police were interviewing Darren Wilson, they actually read that the text of that interview on the air. And according to the officer, he claimed that he did have some sort of non-lethal thing in his behind him, but he was sitting in his car, I guess, at the time when he claims he was initially attacked. And so he said that he could not reach for that at that time. So the claim was that he did have it, but could not access it.
And it's also really difficult to know what happened, right? Like, there's the testimony of the officer, and that's all the testimony we've got because Mike Brown's dead. And there's no video camera. Many police departments have cameras that officers wear, but Ferguson
not
doesn't.
That many.
And, well, many do. And, but, you know, many more should, because we should have an audio and video account of. The claim is that officers are our employees. We should have an audio video account of what our employees are doing on a day-to-day basis when they interact with the public, because you never know who's a criminal and who isn't. If they're not a criminal, you're supposed to be protecting and serving them. And at this point, there was a study that just came out in Utah that the second deadliest person, besides the person that lives with you in your house, the most deadly person to you is your intimate partner. Your husband or wife is the most likely to kill you. Second most deadly, a police officer in the state of Utah.
Hey, Moses, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Call in if you had the other issue, whatever it was. Call in any other night. We'd be happy to talk to you, but we got to get some other folks on here, like Jerry, listening in Battle Creek to WBCK FM. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Share with me for just a minute here. I'm not talking about the white privilege, but I need to give you a little background. I'm
okay.
A mid-60s white guy. Who grew up in a poor family in Detroit, and you know, worked my way to go to school, worked in construction with mostly black guys when I was 16, 17, 18 years old. During 1967 summer, I was working a few blocks away from the Detroit riots where we heard gunshots going off as we continued to work because I needed the money. And with black guys, by the way, we were working together, wondering why all these other busloads of people are getting taken to jail. At a time when there really was extreme racism in the country. Fast forward, I go to college. I partly got to college through sports and mostly hung around with the black guys. Get out of college, go on to graduate school, worked through two graduate degrees, graduated with a doctorate in 1980, and out looking for jobs and numerous jobs, high-level administrative positions at universities, considered for, and every time was told directly to my face after 2 days of interviews in each case, "We didn't hire you because you weren't either black or female." And I know some of you said, well, that was mandated by the law, so that feels less hurtful. I'll tell you, it doesn't feel less hurtful, especially after you put in 30 years of your life to get to a certain point.
No, that's institutionalized racism and sexism. That's precisely what that is, or at least racial and sexual bias.
Okay, so I'm still fast forward here. Now, so at that point, I'm really angry, and I decided not to continue that. I went to my own business. Okay, I was very angry. At one point, after a couple of years of being very angry, I realized something that one of the black guys that worked in construction had told me. He was in his 60s when I was 18. I remember one day he was being treated really badly, and I thought it was because he was black. And I said to him, Bill, what's going on? Aren't you upset by that? And he said, you know what? If I worry about that too much, it's only hurting me. It's not going to hurt him. And that came to me when I'm, 32 years old or 33 years old. And I realized, that's what I'm doing to myself. Okay, now, fast forward to today. Here's what I see the difference in the racism today. Back then, when the guy worked with Bill, had a reason to blame most of his discrimination or the way he was treated on racism, he didn't. Today, and I'll say one of you guys said, well, people had experienced that. I think some people haven't experienced it, but they've been told every time you're not treated well, it's because it's racist.
Right, and I don't know, right, it's like it's paranoia if you're wrong, and it's just the truth if you're right. And this is the difficulty, is that I wonder what the benefit is to you, the individual.
Benefit of what?
The benefit of,
second-guessing?
The phantoms, the second-guessing, blaming it on this, that, or the other. Because there are lots of successful black people to point to, and I don't think that they got where they were by saying, hey, I'm being discriminated against. Somebody cut me a break.
Yeah, can I say one quick thing? You're absolutely right. There's a fine line between it's actual racism and I'm imagining it as racist. Now you got to realize my doctorate's in psychology. That's what I got it in. So I do a lot of analysis of this type of stuff. And I really see a lot of people now, I don't want anybody to believe, because I'm a real defender of minority groups and everybody should be treated equally.
Mm-hmm.
But the problems now compared to when I was 12 and there were black neighborhoods that people couldn't leave their neighborhood at night. And I remember that as a 12-year-old. When it was really bad to today, and yes, there are still problems today, but now people jump on, you only did that because I was black. You only did that because I was a woman. You only did that because, you think.
Some people do.
Jerry, it's an interesting.
You're being a jerk.
You made some interesting points tonight. Thank you for the call tonight. I definitely like the point about, any amount of time you spend worrying is just a waste of your brain cycles. 855-450-FREE. Stay positive. And, I understand that can be difficult in some circumstances. There's more coming up, but it's worth it. It's worth the effort, in my opinion. More coming up on Free Talk Live. You take control. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you are already on the line, there's a good chance you're going to get on here tonight. But if you don't make it in, because this is the final segment for our live Saturday edition, if you don't make it in tonight, no worries. We do a live Sunday show, and Mark, you and I will both be here for it.
Yeah.
We'll be joined by special guest co-host Dale Everett.
From Flaming Freedom.
He was the host of Flaming Freedom, and I don't know if he ever will be again. The show's currently off the air, but okay. It was a darn good show when it lasted. He was a regular co-host on Free Talk Live in the past, so he'll be joining us tomorrow night. And, of course, the phones will be open as always, so feel free to dial us up any night of the week, because we do it live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If we are not heard on your local radio station all 7 nights, maybe you're getting 1 night or 2 nights, I'll give a call to the local program director this week during business hours and talk to him or her and let them know that you really appreciate Free Talk Live and you'd like to hear some more of it. We sure would appreciate you doing that. To those of you listening through other means, podcast or online streaming, if you want to support the show, great way to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Simple idea. You send $5 a month into Free Talk Live, comes out of your credit card, you don't have to think about it, or your PayPal account. You just sign up and then you don't have to think about it from that point forward, and we'll take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations. We're on over 150 stations today. We can have 300, 400, 500. It's all possible, but it takes money to market the show, and then also getting on more people's internet connections and more podcast listeners and things like that. We can make that happen, but we need your support, and we really appreciate it. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live and you want us to continue doing it and continue getting more new listeners to understand the ideas of freedom, then please, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, AMP-only phone lines, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, Tom's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hi, gentlemen. I wanted to point out the conversation has taken an interesting turn in pointing out really something that is self-evident when you really think about it, and that is when you spend too much time, like your previous caller, Rakia, I think her name was, worrying about what you should feel each morning when you wake up. She uses the collective term we. She uses the word feel a lot. Again, these things aren't necessarily based in fact. I know that these racial privilege doors swing in favor of the opposite of whatever race you may be from time to time. I'm a white guy, and I've had to dodge that racial privilege door just trying to get out so it didn't hit me in the rear end on the way out. And it does swing both ways, but if you spend too much time on wondering, worrying, being concerned about how that door is swinging, because let's face it, it's cliche, but life is not fair. And whether it's a black or white issue, green or brown, fat or skinny, there's always going to be an element of something being unfair that you're going to feel wronged about in one way, shape, or form. But when you spend too much time on, I think you both agree, at least from your comments earlier, it seems that you do, you end up kind of stuck in a paradigm where you're just not getting out of what turns into a revolving door, and you're battling these concerns, and you're really not forwarding yourself. She did make one good point. She said, you know, we feel that we have to be better and more qualified. You know what? We all can be and should be looking forward to being better and more qualified at whatever we endeavor.
Yeah, she did seem, I mean, despite the despite her claim that she was getting up in the morning and thinking about these things during the day, she did seem to have a very positive mentality, and I think that's certainly a good thing, and I agree with your comments generally. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue.
The positive attitude is far more powerful than the color of your skin.
Yeah, no doubt. David is in Panama City listening to WYOO. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. The one thing that I really want to touch on is that, yes, there is a racial divide, and there's racism on both in every different culture, I mean, towards one another. And I've been, I mean, well, let's just put it this way. I'm Polish and Jewish. And the thing is that when is it ever going to come to a point to where we all do get along and we don't post-judge each other or prejudge each other?
I think it's going to be when races become, when everybody's so mutt, so much of a mixed mutt that it just doesn't exist anymore.
It's going to be a long while.
Yeah, it's going to be a long while. Things are different than they are now. Mixed couples can walk around in America. Is it post-racial? I don't think it is. But I think that we're moving in that direction.
I think it's moving in the right direction.
And to harp on it many times, I'm not saying you should shut up, that people should shut up, but I think to harp on it in a negative way it makes people feel set upon.
It doesn't like move it forward.
Right. I don't think it moves the ball
not only
forward.
With Ferguson and everything, now every police officer in this nation has got a target on them.
Well, what do you mean a target? Do you think they're going to get shot?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do believe that will possibly happen if it keeps.
You know that it's one of the top. It's not in the top 10 most dangerous jobs in America. Loggers and fishermen; these are far more dangerous jobs.
Well, and they're all not carrying a weapon either, and you ain't got people concealing a weapon wanting to kill a cop. Just
considering how awful the police have been to people over the last few decades and how violent they are, Ferguson is certainly, you know, not necessarily going to spark what it is that you're afraid of. There have been more horrible stories than what happened in Ferguson. I mean, you know, accounts of police shooting children, throwing tear gas grenades or explosive devices into cribs with babies in them. I mean, there's all kinds of justification.
If you want to wage war on somebody, the police are a poor people to choose.
Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. I wish we had more time to talk about that, but we don't because I want to get Rick on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Rick, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to talk about the kid up in Cleveland.
Sure.
Again, real quick. I grew up over here on the west side of Indianapolis, kind of in a more rural area, I guess. So I grew up with guns. You know, I had a BB gun when I was five. You know, shotgun.
Wow, that is young. A BB gun when you were five?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shotgun when I was 7. You know, I'd go hunting with my dad, you know, like that.
But he wouldn't let you handle them on your own. He would be like, this is your gun, and you can use it when we go.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm just trying, as a father, I'm trying to figure out when my son should be able to get a BB gun, and five ain't then. I can tell you that.
Yeah. So, you know, and there's a whole bunch of anecdotal stories, you know, when we were kids with the BB guns and whatnot. But one thing that always stuck with me with my dad was that he always taught us to respect weapons. It didn't matter if it was a knife. It didn't matter if it was a gun. You know, even hands. You know, you have to respect weapons because they have the power to seriously hurt somebody that you care about or, you know, just in general, just somebody to hurt. So I guess I would go more towards parenting with this child up in Cleveland. I mean, what was his parents doing? I mean, did his parents know he was at the park with a BB gun?
Well, hold on. I grew up with BB gun, too, but we played guns over at my friend's house, which was in a neighborhood, and we'd run around, and we had, you know, things that by today's standards look remarkably like guns. I had a little bullpup cap gun that, unless you looked down the barrel of it, you wouldn't have been able to tell that it wasn't a gun. I mean, it was really realistic.
Correct.
And we'd point those things and shoot each other. Maybe if one of the parents came out of the house, you know, if we're feeling froggy, we might aim it at them and go, pow, pow, you're dead or whatever.
But then again, wouldn't you also, like, I mean, didn't your dad also teach you, hey, this is a weapon, you know?
Yeah, with a gun.
Wouldn't common sense kind of come into play if the cops are coming here, and am I really going to reach for my BB gun?
I don't know if this kid was thinking that he was going to pull the gun out and lay it on the ground or give it to the officer or whatever they were thinking. Now, let's not forget that we should not be laying the blame of what should have been done at the feet of a 12-year-old when we have a 27-year-old trained officer to look at here. I mean, where are these police officers pulling up and that sort of thing? They're the ones who are charged to serve and protect this young man. They would call them a child. I wouldn't call a 12-year-old a child. I believe at 12 years old, you're entering manhood.
Rick, I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for making it. Let's get Eric in here real quick, also in Indy, listening to WIBC. Eric, go ahead. We're real short on time.
I'll be fast. I'm black, in full disclosure. And it's interesting.
Would you stop that?
About race. Just full disclosure. But it's interesting, you know, how we look at the Jewish community. And 60 years ago, they were, you know, in these Stockholm and these concentration camps. We never, ever would say to a Jewish person to forget being, you know, your ancestors being in concentration camps and all that. But we're talking about a systemic over 300 and odd years in this country of race, of blacks being subjugated. And less than 60 years ago, when the Jewish, you don't want the Jewish to forget, but less than 60 years ago, we passed the Civil Rights Act. Now we're supposed to forget about it 50 years later. When are we supposed to bring it up, number one? Number two.
Excellent.
Yes,
Eric, call us another night.
I totally want to have this conversation. We've got 5 seconds.
Out of time.
FreeTalkLive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more Floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If something in this facility breaks, spends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days.
beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.